You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's news talk leader, Phil Williams, here in the Right Side Studios, sort of in the Right Side Studios, off in a secret, undisclosed location. I received the passcode, and I am currently ensconced in the Dale Jackson bunker in Huntsville, Alabama, preparing for tonight's events at Terry's Pizza. But in the meantime, we're glad to be with you, because as always, we got the local, we got the state, we got the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to a Wednesday, a crazy Wednesday. I'm sitting here, and luckily Boomer is on the board back in the studio. Hey, Boom, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, and it is Wednesday.
Oh, play it.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
All right,
see,
man.
That just makes you happy right there.
That's right. You are halfway to the weekend, all you people. So all you right side ruffians that slave your way through the week working for the man, you are now halfway to Saturday. So congratulations on it. Boomer, I already miss our studio. I'm sitting here in Dale Jackson's bunker. It's like there's empty beer cans and a broken stool and just, you know, dirty socks. And
I know if
awful.
People are watching the live stream, they're gonna see like these news channel behind you with the green screen. And I mean,
I don't know what's happening,
what's going on.
Unfortunately, I probably left a few of my passwords on Dale's computer. No telling what's going to happen to our show tomorrow.
Oh no.
But
we'll have to be watching out.
We'll get through it. All right, hey, listen, you guys, we got a great show laid on for you. It is Wednesday, aside from being hump day. That means that it's 4 p.m. today that we do the Grand Council. So at Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, who will be joining me here in his own bunker. But yeah, that's today at 4 o'clock. As always, we opine and we ping each other with questions and we just kind of see how we do. And it's a great time. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff. So hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
There it is, a triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, and I'll probably talk about a little bit in my monologue here in a moment, but out the gate, I'll just tell you, you're hearing a lot of stuff about COVID again. COVID madness, that's what I'm calling this number one of the triple dipper. We've been here before. We ain't going back. So number one, COVID madness, we'll talk about it. Brace yourselves. Number two, I didn't get to this a couple days ago. It's a good one, though. Magic Bus. We're gonna take a ride on the Magic Bus. What was that song by The Who, I believe? Oh, Magic Bus. So we're going to take a ride on the Magic Bus. Phil, what are you talking about, Magic Bus? Have you heard that electric school buses are now all the rage? Oh, it's true. Electric school buses. We have some in Alabama. How's that going to work out? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about a ride on the Magic Bus, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, the southern border spiked back up. I'm not sure that it ever really truly simmered down, but at least it wasn't in the headlines as often. Well, it's back. And there's a whole lot to be said about it. So number three, Triple Dipper, I'm calling it mass migration. This is beyond people just trying to find, you know, a new place to live. No, this is mass migration. This is a movement of people. We are now in the millions. That's not illegal immigration. That's a mass migration. So we'll talk about that. Number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here. My comments for the day. I remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics all throughout North Alabama, they've got them in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations in the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, a great group of folks. I know the people that own Southern Immediate, love them, think the world of them. And I also appreciate their facilities. Every time I go, because that's who I use, clean as a whistle, great staff. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue every single day. And we appreciate it. So let me jump into my comments here. And I'll start off by saying this. My daughter, I'm biased, but I believe that my daughter is one of the sharpest people I know. Charlene and I have said before, it's a real blessing when you realize you raised kids that just turned out better than yourself. I mean, both of our kids qualify for that description. And like I said, my daughter is one sharp young lady. Well, when she was in high school, there was a period there where she was being bullied. And it was real. It was obvious. The girl that did the bullying, she was a known problem. She was a total pill. No one knew what to do with her. And somehow, my girl became the target. So we went through all the stages of it with her. We encouraged her. We affirmed. We prayed. We tried to address it. But the problem still continued. And finally, one day I was talking to my girl. She told me the bully had done something again. I looked at my daughter, and realizing how exemplary she had held up under it, I was just tired of it. And as a dad, I know that I've got rougher edges than Charlene did as a mom. But at this point, I think that rougher edges were what was needed. I looked at my lovely daughter, a person who was beautiful inside and out, and I told her this. I said, well, girlfriend, here's the deal. You go to school tomorrow, and if she says something to you again, you go right ahead and pop her right in the mouth. I will have your back. And she stared at me for a minute. She asked, really? I said, oh, yeah, I mean it. You pop her in the mouth, and I will have your back. You will face no problems here at home. I could see that it got all over her. But that's the thing, folks. Sometimes when all is said and done, when patience has been used and abused, and when all other means have been exhausted, it may just be necessary to have to pop a bully in the mouth. Now, before you question whether I'm calling for violence, I am not. It is in my nature to be a fighter, I'll be honest, and I'll fight when needed, but I also recognize the better part of valor is to generally seek a nonviolent solution whenever possible. But in the heat of the moment, if my family's at risk or those that I'm charged with caring for or that which I've worked to build is being threatened by a bully, you know what? Then it may come time to take that stand. And we can look at bullying in the big picture. Let's talk about it in terms of foreign policy and things on the world stage, the macro level, if you will. How about the macro level of bullying? Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, she was once in a position where she was being forced and pushed and cajoled to try and join a nuclear disarmament pact, and she was having none of it. And she said this, here's her quote. She said, quote, a bully has no respect for a weakling, and the way to stop a bully is not to be weak. The way to stop a bully from ever being a bully is to say, I'm as strong as you, and anything you do to me, I can do to you. So we're going for nuclear and conventional disarmament, she said, but we're going about it in the right way. In other words, she had her job to do, and no amount of haranguing and pressure from other world leaders and media pundits was going to cause her to leave the course that she had set for her people. But that's the macro level. What about when government is involved in bullying at the micro level? What about little old you and me? What can you and I do when big government weighs in on us and tells us what we know is not true or demands that we capitulate to the latest flavor of the month in public policy? We have a right to our own opinions. We do. We have a right to ask questions, to weigh things out for ourselves. We have a right to not be bullied and to exercise our own judgment about beliefs, about with whom we will associate, about where we will work and what we will do with our time and resources. But the latest trends in government clearly indicate that they don't want you to have any singularity or self-determination. It is apparent that the Biden administration is going to attempt to gaslight us at every turn. And we must ask questions. It is our right. Even God himself welcomes a dialogue. You may have heard of a guy named Josh McDowell. He's a world-renowned Christian apologist. He's somebody who specializes in offering clear arguments for why Christianity is real. Well, McDowell wrote an amazing book several decades ago, and it was called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. I highly recommend it. It's a solid and analytical piece that, like chapter by chapter, lays out the reasons why the Bible and Christianity can be proven based on actual evidence. But then he turned around and wrote a kid's version for youth groups and teens to study. I used to use that book when I was leading Bible studies when I was in youth ministry full-time. And I thought the title he gave to the youth version of his famous analysis was very interesting. He titled it, Don't Check Your Brains at the Door. Don't check your brains at the door. And the premise of the title was that too many Christians go to church and they just leave their brains at the door and they sit in their pews and they never ask questions. McDowell's firm belief is that God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of the heavens and earth, the God of all creation, that same God does not mind when we ask questions. In fact, he welcomes it. He created our brains. Why would he not want us to exercise them? Okay, but that's a loving God. What about government? Are we allowed to ask questions of government? Well, the answer is either yes, or we're being bullied. The answer is either yes, we're allowed to ask questions, And if the answer is not yes, then that means that government is chosen to be a bully. There's no middle ground. If government has our best interest at heart, then the idea that we would have a question or a concern or a differing viewpoint, that should be okay, because they have our best interest at heart. Because having someone's best interest in place as a priority means you would want them to feel free and comfortable to differ and have your own viewpoint. But if government takes the road of setting the narrative and demanding you get on board, well, then we're back to dealing with bullies. Listen, if COVID taught us anything, it is a simple fact that the government is not always about what is in our best interest. We saw the best and the worst of what government can do. In some locales, we witnessed a decided effort to maintain freedoms while treating the disease. But in others, we saw what happens when power corrupts and the effort to control becomes paramount. And during COVID, we saw some pretty serious government bullying, and it should never be allowed to happen again. Never, ever. There's a lot of talk out there about new variants of COVID suddenly being found, talking head chatter on the rise saying that masking and booster shots are about to be brought out of their dark corners and thrust back into the spotlight. Do me a favor. Don't check your brains at the door. Don't check your brains at the door. Ask questions. Demand answers. We should never, ever allow ourselves to go back into that sheepfold again. There will be those that will, and there will be accusations toward those that don't. But we have more than enough history to work with here. I, for one, am ready to face this down, punch it in the mouth, and ask all the questions. Let's never be that group again who checks our brains at the door. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I really do, I mean that with all sincerity. I believe there's a time and a place to tell a bully, not today. It ain't going to happen today. And there's a time and a place to ask questions. And we have a right to ask those questions. We do. Absolutely. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, I'm saying, covering down on some major ground as we literally set the standard right here in Alabama. Hey, welcome back. We got the unusual circumstance of me being safely ensconced in the secret Dale Jackson bunker right now. The background behind me gives it away as he has the wrestling posters on the wall. This room completely littered in empty beer cans and dirty socks and broken down furniture, but I'm just proud to be here nonetheless. Hey, listen, all kidding aside, thanks to Dale for letting me be here in his place today. As we have the event scheduled tonight, 6 p.m., Terry's Pizza on Bailey Cove Road. You guys need to be there tonight. We're doing the watch party for the GOP primary debate. And then there's been one slight change. So many prayers and congratulations to our buddy Yaffe, whose wife is having a baby as we speak. So Yaffe will not be at the table tonight. My understanding is it appears that Congressman Mo Brooks is going to be subbing in as one of the three pundits, be myself and Dale and the Mo sitting at the table together today. Yeah, it's going to be good, man. I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see how that goes. Terry's Pizza tonight, 6 p.m., Bailey Cove Road in Huntsville. Y'all come on out and join us. We'll have the watch party, and Mecca Music is going to be there to moderate the three of us yahoos as we opine on what we saw or didn't see in tonight's debate. Man, text message already going, Boomer. I'm sitting over here looking at them. Because, yeah. Yes, we are fully functional. I do have all of the capabilities here, a lot of them, actually. Gina from Athens, regarding the bully, and she gives me a Bible verse, Ecclesiastes 3, especially verse 8. I will take a look at that. Thank you, Gina. Appreciate you. Peg Leg Dave from Gurley says, love the bully story with your daughter. God bless you, Phil. My dad had a very similar experience when I was a kid. You really brought back a great memory. Yep, there you go. And a lesson I was able to pass on to my lovely daughter. Well, thank you, Peg Leg. I appreciate you, man. John C. from Madison, just a great monologue. Thank you, John C. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I hate to tell you, but if you voted for Joe Biden, you may not have anything to check at the door. I said the thing about don't check your brains at the door. And he's saying if you voted for Joe Biden, you might not have anything left to check at the door. That's very, I see it. Steve from Tennessee says, design and sell a right side t-shirt for you ain't masking me and you will sell them all. Steve from Tennessee. I suspect we could do that, Boomer.
Yes.
Yes. Like we will not make right side masks. There will be no
None.
Face diapers that have stars on them. We will not do that.
Yuck.
But we might have a t-shirt that says ain't no mask around here.
I do like that.
Okay. All right. There's a plan in the works. We know a guy. He's got a t-shirt.
We know a guy.
Allie from Athens said, well said, Senator Josh McDowell is one of the great ones, and I thank you for reminding everybody about his awesome ministry. Indeed. By the way, if you've not seen that, I was actually having lunch with somebody today. I was up in here in Huntsville, so I just called a friend, and we sat down and ate some meat and three over at Walton's on Whitesburg in Huntsville. Free advertising for them there. But we were sitting there talking about biblical archaeology. There's a whole chapter in Josh McDowell's book. The book is called, the adult version is called Evidence That Demands a Verdict, meaning there's so much evidence out there that the Bible's real. And once you read this stuff, you're like, okay, I got to make a choice. I mean, I can't look at the evidence and not render a verdict in my own mind. So that's what the book's about. Whole chapter on biblical archaeology, all the different places. And he has to update it periodically because they keep finding more. But all the different places where things have been basically dug up or discovered that validate things that were said in Scripture over 2,000 or more years ago. Alice from Huntsville, she says, did I miss it? Did your daughter take care of the bully? Let's just say they had a moment, Alice. They had a moment. I'll leave it at that. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I just wanted to let everybody know that I gave both you and Boomer A++ yesterday. Boom, right. we got our grades in
there
late.
There we go.
I thought it was one of the most creative and well-thought-out texts. I even sent it in early, but Jeff from Indiana stole the last 10 minutes of the show, so I thought perhaps the introduction to a new segment called 10 Minutes with Jeff.
That's funny.
John was feeling left out because we didn't get to read out our grades yesterday, so we both got A++. Have we ever had A++ on the same day?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's big doings.
That is big doings. Thanks, John. All right.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Hope to see you and some of the others that, it's what's so cool is like nights like tonight where I get to go to Terry's Pizza. I'm hoping that what I'm going to do is have somebody walk up and go, hey, I'm so-and-so from somewhere. Hey, I'm the guy that so-and-so. I'm looking forward to meeting some of these personalities tonight. And so anyway, you guys, hope you're there. 6 p.m. tonight, Terry's Pizza, Bailey Cove Road, Huntsville. By the way, that's my old stomping grounds. I believe that's right down there, if I'm not mistaken. They moved it since I graduated high school, but I graduated from the old Grissom High School, and I am pretty sure that Terry's Pizza is right there in the same general vicinity, which means my 68 Mustang ran up and down those lanes. And Amy from Danville just said, I spaced out in the car line. Said, what was the name of the author of the archaeology book? Yeah, thanks, Amy. It's Josh McDowell, and it's called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Evidence That Demands a Verdict. It's more than just archaeology, but one whole chapter is dedicated to the concepts of biblical archaeology and what it proves. All right, Boomer, do I hear music playing?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're playing. That means we're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.